everyone. Another week here at Drone DJ. We've got some new updates for you on both the Mavic 3 and Mini 3. Top of the story this week, I've also got a conviction story on an illegal drone flight from Ireland. And talking about new drones, we've got one to show you that's coming from Teal, and you can fly four of them together in a swarm platform. So that should be interesting. Before we get started, I'm just going to mention if you hear construction noises, my studio was flooded over the weekend, so the building's doing maintenance now. So don't be surprised if you hear any construction noises. So let's kick off with more Mavic 3 and Mini 3 updates. Kirk, I believe it's firmware updates for the Mavic 3, right?
Yeah, so they finally came out with a very big fix that they actually kind of threw under the radar in the change logs that I just randomly knew that there was possibly a fix coming down the line eventually and tested it on this firmware. And they did meet that 2 week or 2 month deadline that they kind of gave themselves to fix the GPS issue. And that was included in that. I went to test it and it was pretty good. You went out and also flew it and tested the GPS stuff on it as well.
Yeah, I had to fly it yesterday for quite some time because this morning my team went out for a sunrise shoot and it was a full-on commercial shoot. So I had to make sure everything works before they go out today. So I did fix the GPS issue, which was great. They also released the D-Log color space for Master Shot and Quick Shots, which again, you know, gives you just more flexibility to process through post. Along that, I find the algorithm is a little bit updated. I don't think they talk about that much, but before I find out with the obstacle avoidance and all the sensors on the Mavic 3, sometimes when it senses obstacles, the movement just isn't as organic. But after the update, I notice it's slightly improving, especially if I'm lowering the altitude. Mm-hmm. So that's interesting to see. Along those updates, you know, personally, I really enjoy flying the Mavic 3. The only complaint I have is I've got the RC Pro controller, and we still have the original controller for the Mavic 3. So if you're thinking about switching controller, or if you use one, you know, controller on multiple DJI drones, this may not work for you. Is if you switch the controller, now the controller is bind with your DJI account, right? So say for me, I have multiple pilots flying my drones, you know, depending on what job they go out with. So I had the original controller from the Mavic 3 on a different DJI account. Then when I binded the RC Pro controller to the Mavic 3, it told me that I only had 5 flights to do on that controller because it was not the original DJI account as the previous controller. So that's a bit annoying, especially, you know, if you run a fleet, you have multiple pilots, or on our training side, anytime student comes in, they use our unit, but we always ask them to log into their own DJI account so they can keep track of flight records, you know, compliance and all that. So it's a bit annoying to say you only get 5 flights because your DJI account does not match the original account you binded your drone with. So we'll see if DJI fixes that, or, you know, it's my situation too unique that they just don't care.
You know, it's about time. I don't want to say this out loud. It might come true, but who knows? It might, you know, might come time for, you know, DJI to do a subscription for, you know, well, you can have multiple accounts now on this if you pay a certain amount. You know, creating the problem
and then I wouldn't be surprised, right?
A solution with the subscription servers. But I ran into that a few times, but I don't have the issue you have with multiple pilots. I just was lazy and I haven't bound. You get an account with DJI when you get review units, and then you can like switch it over to your own account if you want after, you know, if it's post release. I just haven't done that on that controller. The issue I have whenever it pops up is I think I have one of the bad RC Pro controllers from when it was originally released.
Right.
And so,
like one.
So if I just have to, I'll go out with the RC Pro and all of a sudden it just like disconnects. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess I'll switch over to the N1. And then I have the issue with the, you know, the 5 flights or something like that. But it's annoying. But, you know, I thoroughly enjoy the RC Pro and the RC controller. I mean, they're amazing controllers. And I got to come up with a kind of review on them because I think, I feel like it definitely, the value you get on that RC controller is just like so good. If they add support to the Air 2S, like I think that is definitely like, and you can choose between the RC Pro and RC controller on the Air, that would be really interesting. Or just even someone suggested that they got rid of the N1 controller for the Mavic, and you know, the RC came standard with the.
But I have to say, the one thing I did not like from the RC controller was the range, the signal. Mm-hmm. Because on the RC Pro, when we tested it, you definitely get a lot further without any interruption. I think we did like 2 kilometers. You just stay on top of a hill and, you know, keep on driving, right, with the controller. And luckily, we have a large enough site to do that. So 2 kilometers, no signal loss, no interference, nothing. But on the RC with the Mini 3, 500 meters, you started mm-hmm. getting interference. And also because the RC controller doesn't have the antenna, right? Because the external antenna, you can still kind of position them to get better signal. So that's my only complaint. But I guess the lesson from that is, if you're a regular day-to-day drone pilot, don't fly that far.
I mean, if you're flying, yeah, it's very, the Mini 3 is one of those drones where, like, should you be flying it 500 meters away from you? Like, if you have to keep line of sight.
I mean, you could, because it's under 250 grams, right?
Yeah, if you have, like, if you're doing BV loss stuff, like, okay, and you're certified and have the waiver to do that, you know, go ahead, and you might run into some issues. But I don't enjoy flying it that far away because I can't see it. Because also, the lights are only on the front. So if you're flying it away from you and facing it away from you, you can't see that thing very far away because of the lights.
Well, also, I think if you're flying BV loss and you have the justification to do that, then maybe you should invest into a better controller, mm-hmm. you know, a long range controller that's designed for that.
Yeah, it would be cool if they did. Well, I don't know what you know what the range would be on it with the N1, because I mean the N1 can do pretty good.
N1 is very similar to the RC Pro in terms of range. Also because of the antenna, right? It's external mm-hmm. antennas.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So that one could be used easily with them.
You just need to, you just need to attach your actual tablet. I still have, I would say half of my pilot team, because they're actual film people, and they just use the N1 controller and they put a big tablet on it. And then they get those Hoodman, right, cover. Yeah. And when you look at them when they fly, it's hilarious because they look into that box of their screen.
Yeah, I haven't got one of those. I've thought about it because I do have an iPad that I don't use as much as I should. So
Get spoiled. If you're used to a larger screen, you do get spoiled. Because if you go from a phone, flying from a phone, to mm-hmm. any of the built-in screen, you know, RC or the RC Pro controller, then to you it's an upgrade. Right, mm-hmm. But if you're used to flying, let's say on the Phantom 4 Pro, I still have the iPad Pro, right, like 10-inch iPad Pro on there. So if I go from that to the RC, to me, it's a downgrade, a step down.
Yeah. A few other things for the Mavic 3 update is they added RAW support for the telecamera, including a few other, you know, shooting modes, which is one thing I kind of had issues with. Honestly, like, I don't know why I should have just waited until this June, because they were coming up with an update for this by the end of this month. But I went out this last Memorial Day weekend and I got some great, I got a really nice photo with the tele camera, because you get that kind of more zoomed in, you know, feel that you get with like.
I did test the zoom camera yesterday, mm-hmm. And I liked it. Yeah, definitely improvement.
It does take some really crazy, like, good photos from a very long distance. But the issue I have with it is I can only shoot JPEG. and so they did add a whole lot of more shooting features and RAW support, which I'm super happy about. And 1080p to an FPS, which I saw was in there, which I thought was funny, because I feel like 1080p, I don't know who's shooting 1080p. I mean, obviously, if you really want that slow motion, okay, go ahead. I'm trying to think, like, when would I want to shoot something in 1080p, though, nowadays, for my line of work? I'm sure there's definitely people out there who would want 1080p. It was just kind of funny to see 1080p 200 FPS on the list. So, no, but it does look, you know, Apple ProRes 422, bunch of D-Log support for the cameras, and...
Yeah,
it does
color
look
space
fairly
is definitely good.
Yeah, I want to see what the I haven't tested out the nifty option for bypassing APAS 5. I don't know what exactly that means.
Yeah, that was my question too. It's like there's no explanation. I have no idea how that works.
And it's capitalized, so it's an option. Like it's definitely something that I feel like will be like in the menu. Then I just haven't checked it out yet.
I feel like this is part of the algorithm improvement that I felt. Mm-hmm. You know, because it's definitely just controlling the flight movements. Right?
Did it feel nifty?
I'm not sure if I would use the word nifty. I would say more organic. It just feels more organic rather than, you know, like abrupt. Like you see something, you just stop and then you move really fast. But, you know, it's the first version of that update. So we'll see. And along the same updates, we've also have, I mean, DJI announced sort of how they made the Mini 3 Pro. Mm-hmm. And it's been a few weeks since we've got the Mini 3 Pro. So last weekend, I had the chance to go shoot for a local agriculture fair. And I was really surprised because luckily we got a really contrast, you know, weather when we got there. So that's a great time to sort of test the sensor. You can see from this picture, you can basically see how much of the contrast, like half of it is overcast and the other half is sunny. So just the dynamic range. And obviously we run through post-processing, but just the dynamic range on it, it felt really good. Like if you spend some time, you know, doing post-processing and if you get the right weather and timing when you're capturing it, you can barely tell the difference between Mini 3 and Mavic 3. But say if you don't have that much time to play around in post, if you're thrown into a time crunch when you have to shoot at a specific time, when it's a little dark or a little more bright, then definitely Mavic 3 comes in more, more reliable to handle the different situations. But I have to say, if you know how to use the Mini 3, find the right timing. It's a great drone. I love it. And if you look at, I really like if you compare the aerodynamic design of Mavic 3 and the Mini 3, they look similar, right? You can tell they definitely incorporated the Mavic 3. I remember when we were building our bigger drone, that's why we did coaxial design, because what you do is you split the propellers on the different level. Right, you don't want them to be on the same horizon. That's when it creates more of the turbulence because it's pusher and lifter, so they're working in different directions. So I find, definitely, just when you look at Mavic 3 or Mini 3 when it's in air, it's always a little looking up position. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a lot quieter. The handling was much better, especially the descending speed. So if anyone has ever, paid attention to the drone descending, you'll notice that Mini 3 descends much, much faster. So there's definitely an
opportunity. The Mini 3 is much more nimble than the Mavic 3, I found out. Like, I think I talked about it like before, like maybe it's just, my dog is right behind me and he's trying to get out of the trash, dog. All right. I'll just hear him just push around the trash bag. Like, okay. Like it's much more, much more sporty. And do you have the issue with, when you go down, does it like shake as it comes down?
I didn't have that. Actually, I had the descending really fast, like faster than any of the other drones I had. Cause descending speed is always challenging, right? I was surprised that Mini 3 can do it really fast.
Yeah. I guess my,
I think your dog wants to be the star.
Yeah, my dog really wants to be on here. So, but this is what happens when he's alone. He just wants attention. But the drone's very. I think I've been flying out for almost a month now, and it's very great. I love flying it. Those are my Mavic 3 photos, and I've been thoroughly enjoying flying the Mavic, but flying both drones. I do have a similar photo of that one from the Skyline. I decided to stack them all up one time. I had my friend's Air 2S just to get a comparison between the three. So
it's a nice family picture.
It is a nice family photo. Yeah. I did have like the original Mini as well. I didn't feel like stacking that one up for that. Was those three were
not. So all you need is a Air 3. Right. They have Mavic 3, Air 3, and Mini 3.
I was thinking, because I am in the process of buying my first drone. I don't know which one to get, really. It's like kind of like my first one.
You don't really need to buy one. I mean, you're given so many.
I don't. Yeah, I do. I might have to give some back eventually. So that's kind of the one reason why I'm thinking about buying one. And I don't have the Air 2S. Like, that's my friend's. So I've contemplated buying that, but also it's kind of like they might come with the Air 3 next year. I don't know. Drones seem very difficult to kind of plan out and which one to buy.
Now, to me, I mean, especially flying the Mini 3 for a couple of weeks, I would say I would choose the Mini 3 over the Air 2S.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a personal choice, right? And I guess part of that reason is because I have the Mavic 3. I still have my Mavic 2 Pro. I still have a Phantom 4. So I can always go for, if I want more of the quality, I can always use one of the larger ones I have, right? So I will definitely replace my Air 2S with the Mini 3 any day.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have suggested is like they're looking between, a lot of people are looking between the Mini 3 and the Mavic 3. That one, I think, in my opinion, is much harder. The kind of like, which one do you buy? Because they're both, you're not.
Well, if you do pro work, you need both.
Yeah.
Like if you actually do professional work, you need more than one drone. Trust me. Right. And if you do that, then you need a higher range, which is like Mavic 3. And then you need a small one that's under 250 and allows you to do different things. Right. To be more flexible.
And I think that really comes down to is like the zoom camera on the Mavic 3 really is a game changer. Now that it does all the things that it can do, it's that one of the things like, okay, if you're choosing between the two and you have a use case for the zoom cam, like that's the one you should get. But if you don't have a use case for the zoom cam, you really can't go wrong with getting either.
Once you get used to the zoom cam, it's hard to it's hard to go back or to say I have a drone that doesn't do it.
I was using the zoom cam a lot, and all of a sudden I switched over to the Mini 3. I'm like, oh, I'll try to get a similar for the Mini 3. And I go on, it's just super wide. I'm like, oh yeah, it's not even close. Like, it's not even like, it's kind of hard to like, I now have to like walk like a back, like, cause, where I was, like, I was on like kind of like a higher part of the city shooting down into a park that has, it has a kite week. And so I'm like, okay, if I want a similar photo when I got, I have to now walk like a mile and a half back to this other park to get the same like kind of zoomed in shot. And I'm like, never mind. Okay.
Okay. So enough on the Mavic 3 and Mini 3 for this week's news. I guess we also have, there we go. Well, for those who are always concerned about the illegal drone flights, we're seeing a first conviction from Ireland. So what happened was last May, there was a protest and there were thousands of people basically protesting. And this drone pilot decided to fly over people to get some videos. And he was apprehended by the local police. His drone was taken away. And it's taken a year to go through the prosecution. So now the verdict was finally delivered. So he was convicted officially. But and I guess two messages from that. One is the Irish Aviation Authority really wanted to make an example, right? Just to say, look, this is a person. Number one, he is a professional. He is an actual film professional as far as the story goes, but he chose not to get a license, number one. And number two, he chose to fly over people without permission. So the reason of making that to be an example, to be a case, was because they want to promote more people to fly safely, get a license, understand the rules. You know, it's not like they don't allow you to fly. It's just you have to go through the right channels and address all the risks and concerns, right? And be respectful to others, right? But Kirk, you're also asking, so did he get jailed? So that's the other sort of good thing I liked from this case, is because he did not get jailed. I thought, you know, the actual conviction was fair, because they asked him to, they put him on probation and they asked him to make donations to the IAA's legal cost and to make donations to charity. So I thought that was a fair justification. Right. Basically, you know, let him learn the lesson and they ask him to go get the license. So I think it was fair. And it's definitely, you know, a good signal to any pilots flying out there, especially if you are a professional in, you know, any skill. It doesn't matter if it's construction or film. I just don't see why wouldn't you go get a license and make sure you understand everything. You understand, you know, the safety aspect and just do it right.
Yeah, this is definitely not, I don't think this is something you could pull here in the United States. There are some judges who get real creative with their convictions and how they punish. But this was definitely something that I feel like can only happen over in Europe or like in a more creative way of doing when crimes are committed. So it was really good. It would be cool to see, you know, like it, It'd be interesting to see if that ever happens over here. Seems like there's a lot of, unless it's like a major accident over here, there doesn't seem to be a lot of investigations in drones. So,
we'll see what happens.
Yep.
And last story for this week, Teal. I thought this was a nice looking drone, and definitely would be interested in testing one. Yeah, and especially if you look at this, the story is about you can actually get four of this to fly in a swarm platform, especially if you're doing investigation, if you need to get, you know, sort of 360 view of anything. I thought that was pretty cool. You know, at least you have that redundancy in the air. And I did a little looking into the actual manufacturer, Teal, from States. Looks like their focus is in DoD, more in defense and military applications.
Which seems to be, which is a trend for U.S. drone companies, but yeah.
Well, this is 100% American company. We'll see. So right now it says older now, and it doesn't tell you pricing or anything. So you have to fill in the older form in order to get one. So we'll keep you posted because I thought this was a nice looking drone, right? And it seems like it has promising features. So we'll get in touch with them, see if we can get a test unit.
It does look very similar to Skydio's X2. Mm-hmm. Even the camera has like the more like rectangle camera.
If you look at the controller, it does have the DJI, you know, RC controller or RC Pro controller feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it's, they're definitely like, I mean, once you kind of create aerodynamically a sound product, physics kind of just dictates for every other company to design something similar. So that's very common in aviation for that stuff to happen. But it looks small, looks compact. It doesn't have that, you know, change of horizon on the blades, but you know it.
This is almost their third gen, so they had two other models before this one. Right. We'll definitely keep you posted. Okay, so that's all the news stories this week. We've covered updates on the Mavic 3 and the Mini 3. We talked about the Irish conviction of an illegal drone pilot, and we also looked at, you know, potentially a new drone from States called Teal. Looking forward to get some test units from there. So that's all for you folks this week. Now I have to get back to you dealing with insurance on flood damage. So hopefully we'll have more stories for you next week, and see you next Friday.